going on? What's going on? It's D from the Abundance Podcast. And today, I just want to talk about how we look past some of the most obvious shit. You know, we look past some of the most obvious shit because we're selfish. We want to feed what we want. You know, and like I had a incident. I went to Daytona not too long ago, and we had like a block party. We all hanging out, and I got a cousin named Mike. Love my cousin to death, but he's definitely a different type of person. Anybody who knows him knows that. But anyway, so Mike shows up. You know, he comes with like his family and his girl. Like one of his girl's friends came, and so she came up to where we were, and we were all talking and stuff, and offered her a drink. She like, she don't drink. She's like, oh, I smoke. I was like, okay, well, if you want, you know. So I rolled her something up, you know, and I handed it to her. Probably hit it a couple times. We were talking, whatever. And out of nowhere, she was kind of like, I gotta go, I'll be right back. So me, I ain't thinking really nothing of it because, you know, I don't really know you. I just met. You didn't come out here for me, whatever the case is. So she's like sitting in the car waiting on my cousin to get to the car or whatever so they can take her wherever she needs to be. So the whole time, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh, she took the blunt with her. Like, she took it. And I'm telling my cousin, I'm joking, I'm like, bro, she took the blunt, you know? He's like, oh, you want me to get it? I'm like, nah, let her keep it. Like, really let her keep that, you know? My cousin like, nah, man, if that was me, I. And I'm like, but it's not you and it wasn't yours. Let it go. So she leaves, she takes it. Of course, you know, we get back in conversation. I was like, you know, let me explain to you that if she's willing to do that, because I'm pretty sure she's very conscious of the fact that she had this blunt and it wasn't her, she took it, whatever it is. I was like, I'd rather her do that and get that from me than to play with my feelings and get so much more from me later. And that's what, like, that's what I'm saying. We got to stop looking past these things, you know what I'm saying? Let people show you who they are and believe that. Just believe that, you know, because I really feel in the beginning like you know who someone is, you know, or who they are, excuse me. Really taking the time, if you take the time to get to know someone. But at the same time, don't look past the obvious shit. I feel like there's so many different red flags that you would see in the beginning, but you'll look past it because it's like, this person looks good. I want to do this. I want to do that. We got to stop doing that. You got to set the standard for yourself and stand on that, you know? People always ask me all the time, like, why, you know, not ask me, but tell me all the time that I'm too picky. And I don't give a damn, because what I'm not going to do is I'm not going to allow myself to settle for anything that I feel like I do not deserve. You know what I mean? Like, I have to set the standard for myself. And I feel like people need to start really doing that and standing on that. Stop looking past this bullshit. And then a couple weeks and months later, you can looking back like crazy, like, what the hell going on? Or what was I thinking? You weren't thinking. You was being selfish because you wanted something in that moment. So you was looking past all this dumbass stuff that this person was doing. And now, look what happened. We got to stop doing that. Set the standard. Stand on it. Like, really stand on that. You know? Because I feel like we would do that. I have personally done that. I'm like, man, she look good. You know, like, I want to have this experience for her, you know, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, for some reason, anytime she gets home, she stops texting me. You know, her phone always dies at the same time. Like, all these red flags you look past because you just have this other motive, you know what I'm saying? Whether it be sexual, whether it be just a lust, like, whatever the case is, it's like you're really trying to look past all this bullshit because you're just being selfish. And at times, that's not always a safe thing to do because then, you know, a person could end up really having some feelings somewhere, you know, whatever, man. I'm just saying, set the standard, stand on it. You know, that's it. I think this is probably going to be one of my shortest podcasts I ever dropped because I'm not really just wanting to get that off. I really wanted to get off my chest, and we got to stop looking past the obvious, you know. But I also feel like you got to give a person an opportunity to show you who they are, you know. Because sometimes, you know, we can prejudge and misjudge, excuse me, you know. So allow a person to show you who they are and then go off of that, you know. But don't look past the obvious. Please don't look past the obvious. But like I say, appreciate people while they're here. Whether it's for 5 days, 5 weeks, 5 months, 5 years. Because you never know when it's that time to go.